The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you, coming live today from Austin, Texas. We've been in Austin for the last couple of days. As of tomorrow, we're going to be coming to you live from Boston in Massachusetts. We are here with Ireland Gateway to Europe. So we've been talking about them throughout the show. If you're just joining us, they're effectively this trade mission kind of dreamt up back in the awful days, the nadir of kind of austerity, as a way of drumming up inward investment and convincing more and more companies based here in the States to set up shop in Ireland as gaining a foothold into the European market. That change has happened, or that has evolved rather, that mission statement over time. And now there's far more companies who are here with them looking to set up shop in the States and scale up in this direction. So we're going to be talking about them more, as you'd imagine, over the next couple of days. But here, as part of the travelling delegation, as it were, is Rob Kearney, known, of course, to many of you for his exploits in the rugby field, brand ambassador with Elkstone Partners, Dr. Caroline McGrory, who's a lecturer in accounting at Dublin City University, and Tony Ward from Fighting Blindness. Folks, you're all very welcome, and thanks a million for making it into our makeshift studio. How have you got on over the last few days? So you started in Atlanta, Rob, is that right?
Yes, yeah, so we started in Atlanta. Everyone came out at different times throughout the week. Some of the golfers came a bit earlier. Some of the people with kids at home came a little bit later.
I was in that boat. The pressure.
It's been a hectic few days, but you know, to be able to get to Atlanta for a couple of days and meet people there was great. And now we're here in Austin, and then, as you said, Boston tomorrow. So it's jam packed, but enjoyable. So
what are you hoping to get out of a trip like this?
Yeah, it's I suppose it's different for everyone, isn't it? So at Elkstone, we're an investment house, primarily in the alternative asset space. So listen, there's so many different things. If we could get some client acquisition from it, that's great. Building relationships with not just Irish business people, but some of the people in America too, the Irish American, trying to tap into that Irish diaspora a little bit. And, you know, lots of people, you know, in America who could be Irish American, first generation, second generation, and, you know, try and give them a little bit of a connection to back home from an investment perspective too. So there's lots of different things that we can get out of the week.
And listen, you know, as part of this traveling delegation, there are people on it who've been on this trip several times, and we've been lucky enough to be on this trip several times. This is your first time going on it. Have you been surprised at the reception at you know, because what I hear from other people is how much they often feel that they're kind of pushing open doors in the States. There's a real receptiveness.
Yeah, there's a huge receptiveness. And I think that's one of the benefits that we have is, you know, being Irish and working with and for Irish companies. There's an incredible relationship between Ireland and America. And it stood the test of time for so long. But we need to ensure that, you know, we continuously strengthen it and make sure that, you know, so many people have benefited from those relationships, and it's brilliant for our country. It really is. And I think sometimes we don't necessarily articulate that as much as we should.
Caroline, talk to me a little bit about the kind of the collegiate kind of partnerships that are born of trips like this, because I know, say, Jason Sherlock as well from DCU, he's going to be up in Boston. We'll be catching up with him, and Jason's been on this trip a few times as well. I mean, it's a really important part of the whole picture, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Yeah, so I've been very lucky to be involved in Gateway to Europe for the last 3 years. So I was first introduced when I was doing my Fulbright scholarship in Boston College, and obviously Gateway to Europe have a really strong relationship with Boston College. And as I said, I was introduced through that. And really what I learned about Gateway to Europe very quickly, obviously it is about building the links between the US and Ireland, but within the group itself, obviously people are, you know, learning about what each other does, their different businesses, their, you know, reason for being in the States. But equally, we're meeting so many US companies out here. For me, I'm looking at it obviously from an education perspective as well. We will always visit the university that will be playing the college football in Ireland in August, each year. So from that perspective, for me, it's obviously been incredible to learn what other universities are doing.
And yeah, you were out in Georgia Tech.
We were.
Well, yesterday. What was it like?
It was absolutely incredible. So
they're amazing, these campuses, these
really,
big US
really
campuses,
are.
Aren't they?
They're absolutely incredible. And again, for me, we had the opportunity to be in the business school yesterday. We met the dean of the business school, some of the faculty, big focus on entrepreneurship in that business school, very similar to DCU Business School. So again, it's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to look at potential international collaborations. We also had the opportunity to learn from founders of startup companies that have been founded out of some of their MBA programs. We've also had people travel over with us who are entrepreneurs in Ireland who have spoken at a number of our events here, and then equally learning from some of the really big companies that are here. So from an industry engagement perspective for a business school, it's phenomenal just to have, again, those relationships and to build on those each year. And as I said, this is my third year with Gateway to Europe. So each year those relationships are building. So it's a fantastic opportunity.
Did you ever go at kicking the American football?
I didn't give it a go yesterday.
No.
We left that to Rob. I got it on video.
I hear Rob needed more than one go. It's been a while probably since you kicked a ball, is it?
It has been a while, yeah. My quads are feeling it this morning, that's for sure. But we got the job done.
Tony Ward is with us as well, as I mentioned, from Fighting Blindness. Did you have a go, Tony, yesterday?
I did, actually, Kieran. And I suppose I had an extra challenge in that I'm blind. So even though I played football years ago, and by the way, I'm not the former Irish rugby international.
Well, I had to clarify that when I said Rob Kearney and Tony Ward. Yeah. Well, I said one of them is not who you think they are.
So the pressure was off a little bit. I wasn't trying to emulate AJP Ward, you know. But I did have a go at it, and, well, let's put it this way. I didn't get it over the bar, but I wasn't as bad as some of the others who tried.
So, Tony, tell us about kind of what you're hoping to get out of a trip like this, what has you on it?
It's what the others have said already. It's relationship building. The coincidences started almost immediately, and I have to give this shout out. I actually met my second cousin on the plane, Alan Blewett from the panel recruitment company. I never met him before in my life. So that was already a connection.
Sorry, the world is such a small. My sister texted me a while ago and she says, just FYI, her brother's here on his honeymoon at the moment, just in case you bump into Fionnán and you're just wondering what the hell he's doing in Austin.
It's a small, small world. But from a Fighting Blindness perspective, we already have linkages with the US. We primarily invest money into research in Ireland, into finding treatments and cures for genetic conditions that cause blindness. And we have a sister or probably great uncle or aunt, a relative in Foundation Fighting Blindness in the US doing the same thing. So we already have connections. But, you know, we need to build more connections, and they're happening already. Like, it is amazing, even the number of companies, both traveling from Ireland and in the US, who are in the pharmaceutical space, which is a space that's aligned to the work with Fighting Blindness. Because, you know, as we invest in essentially startup research, the next steps of progression in any of those successful projects will eventually come through the pharma sector, you know. So building those relationships at an early stage is really important.
Yeah, and I know, listen, we're in Austin, but we're going to Boston, and I know Boston, like MedTech, is a huge, huge kind of part of the business landscape up there. Your own background, Tony, was in accountancy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And in fact, I just met Caroline here to my right. We had never met before either. So two accountants who used to work in Deloitte, we're building common ground as well. But yeah, I am a chartered accountant. I guess my own story is that I started losing my sight in the early 90s, so almost 30 years ago. I suppose one would have traditionally thought that their accountant should be able to see as an important prerequisite to getting all those figures right. But, you know, the advances in technology over the last 20 years has meant I have more or less been able to, you know, continue to ply my trade, and you know I'm delighted to be here.
How did you lose your sight?
So I'm not being. Caroline knows I have a little bit of black humour, so I haven't quite lost it yet. So I'm obviously not very good at losing it, but it's taking a while. But that's the nature of these genetic conditions. You tend to start to experience a deterioration, and then it basically goes downhill through a number of progressive deteriorations. So I have an inherited genetic condition. My brother has the same condition. There are estimated, actually, to be around 275,000 people in Ireland, which is like more than 5% of the population, who are affected by degenerative eye conditions of one kind or another. You know, so it's quite prevalent, much more prevalent than people think it is. And as I said earlier, our focus is to invest in finding treatments and cures. You know, so we're on that journey.
You doing much running these days?
Thank you for remembering that I'm a runner. Okay, I actually do a lot of running, but at a much slower pace than I did previously. But anyway, keeping the best side up.
Have you run? You've run the New York Marathon. Have you run Boston?
No, not Boston. No.
Boston is on. I think Boston Marathon was on last weekend as well. So you can put that one on the list now, Tony.
Well, listen, if Rob will guide me, I'll do it, you know.
Well, there's a challenge there to now, Rob.
Can I use the bicycle?
So, Rob, I mean, like, it sounds like everybody's getting something out of the trip. I mean, it's probably not, it wouldn't compare to beating the All Blacks. Is it a better experience than getting married?
Geez, good man. You brought that for a day. You didn't mention that before. Listen, it was all very much taken out of context. No, listen, good trip so far. You know, we'll wait till the end of the week before we, you know, look back and see exactly how much we'll get out of it. But so far, so good.
And when you were at Georgia Tech, because we mentioned it there as well, and you had the go at, you know, kicking that American football, the facilities that were available there. I mentioned Jason Sherlock, who we're going to be meeting up in Boston. I know, having been out at some of the campuses on previous trips with Jason, like, as somebody who was involved at high-level sports, he just kind of was blown away by the facilities that they have, by the budget that's available to these departments. I mean, what was your own sense of it all?
Yeah, it's magic. It really is. You know, they've got huge amount of money. They can spend it, and they do. You know, so we went to Georgia Tech yesterday. We saw their whole sporting facility. You know, the American football is phenomenal. Full indoor pitch, 5 meters away. They've got their outdoor pitch, their strength and conditioning facilities, recovery. You know, their analysis rooms are, you know, 3 or 4 different big cinema rooms just for your attack, your defense. Quarterbacks have their own room. So it's hugely impressive. And college football over here is a religion. And,
yeah.
You know, they're very lucky to have so many sports that everybody gets behind.
Yeah, I think Austin is the biggest city in the States without either, they've got a soccer team, like an MLS team, but they don't have a professional franchise other than that. They don't have an NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball team, NFL team. They're the biggest city in the States without it. But the Longhorns, the college football team here, Their home stadium is bigger than any NFL home stadium in the country. 100,000 people can fit into their college football stadium. It is absolutely incredible, the scale, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's, I think they're just shy of 350 million in the country. And everyone is into sport. Everybody.
Yeah.
And there's a huge connection to where you're from for all the different teams. But to be able to fill out a 100,000 stadium is phenomenal.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So listen, what are your impressions then of Austin, Caroline?
Well, I have to say, as being somebody who's a huge country music fan, I'm very impressed so far, and I'm really looking forward.
You can draw a line across the country in Ireland, right? And everybody north of it, you can be sure that they'll love being in Austin.
As a Donegal woman, I absolutely have to promote country music. So yeah, I have to say, well, we just arrived last night, but I think we've plans later to learn the Texan two-step, I believe.
Oh yeah?
So I believe there's been a few...
And I understand you don't need to bring your own cowboy hat?
I definitely don't
need one supplied. You have your own.
I bought one in Nashville at the end of 22 when I went to visit. So I have it packed and it is ready to go out tonight. Yeah, so looking forward to that.
Tony, it is, like, it's an impressive city, Austin. I know you guys kind of only got in yesterday evening, but you had an event this morning out in Indeed, and you've got other events happening. It's one of the fastest growing cities, I think. It's that the population grows by 4 or 5% every year and has done for kind of about 10 years straight now. It is the 10th largest city, I think, in the country. You've got Samsung building this huge chip plant out here. So, I mean, there are echoes of what is happening in kind of, or what has happened and happened over kind of the last 10 or 15 years in Ireland, in Dublin in particular, with here, isn't it? It's all these big tech companies and it's kind of infusion of investment. Maybe that's why everyone's here.
Well, I think so. And I mean, it even, I suppose, came as a surprise to me you know, like, why are we going to Austin? And then you come along here, and we, as you mentioned, we had that reception in Indeed this morning. Like, they have a big presence in Ireland. A lady from Dell spoke. They have a presence in Ireland. You know, there's an awful lot of connectivity. I can't quite remember the figures they quoted, but the number of Texan companies invested in Ireland and the number of Irish companies investing in Texas is quite significant, you know. So the links, it goes back to the point earlier, the Irish linkage and people, you know, with very Irish names this morning, with American accents, you know, they're all over the place.
Yeah, we spoke to some of them on the show. We will continue to do so because we're going to be up in Boston over the next couple of days. I'm sure many of you staying on in Boston as well. Caroline, you're staying for a few weeks because you spent time, obviously, you mentioned Boston College. Rob, you're much like me. Kids are at home and you can only stay away for a certain amount of time. So listen, I hope you all get something out of the trip to Boston and that you've got something out of the trip thus far in Atlanta and Austin. We, like I say, are going to be there. We're going to be in Massachusetts. Well, we're going to be there tonight, our time, early in the morning, Irish time. And when you tune in to the Hard Shoulder tomorrow at 4 o'clock, we'll be coming to you live from Boston. Tony?
Can I just, one thing I wanted to say, Kieran, is that the Fighting Blindness are hosting the Retina World Congress in Dublin this year from the 5th to the 8th of June. And it's first time since 1990. So it's a big, big ticket event. And just for the listeners and those around Ireland who have family or personal interest in sight loss and want to find out more about the science and how it's all progressing, please go visit www.fightingblindness.ie and come along to the Retina World Congress in June.
Okay, fightingblindness.ie. You'll find out all about the work Fighting Blindness do. You'll find out about that World Congress as well that is happening the 5th to the 8th of June, this coming June, so just a couple of months' time. Tony, thank you very, very much for that. Tony Ward, Rob Carney and Dr. Caroline McGrory.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.